In the parsha this week, it says, "Lo sevashal gadi b'chalei bimo," which I think is the third and final time in the Torah. And, right? Correct, Polykria? So so for that reason, we will discuss once again, returning to the minhag of waiting between meat and milk. I think the last time it appeared, we discussed the famous, this mythical Dutch minhag of waiting 1 hour. And there was what to discuss that in the history of the minhag and whether it's kept nowadays, and all those different aspects. Now we want to discuss the other times. We want to discuss the minhag to wait 3 hours, which some people keep, and the minhag to wait 5 hours. And are those really viable minhagim? Are those minhagim with real sources that have what to rely on? We'll discuss that. Now, I'm not really going to discuss 6 hours because there's really nothing to discuss because that's the time the Shulchan Aruch says is to wait between meat and milk is 6 hours. There's not so much to analyze over there, but that will be a jumping point. So let's begin with the beginning of the sugya, which is the Gemara Nechulin Daf Kofei. Amar Rav Chista, achal basar asar lechal gvina. If a person eats meat, it's asar to eat milk eggs. Gvina mutar lechal basar. If you have milk eggs, it's mutar to have fleishigs afterwards. No novelty over there. Amar Mar Ukva said, Anna lahamilsa chala bar chama legabi abba. In this regard, between meat and milk, I am like vinegar, the son of wine, related to my father, Dilu Abba, my father, ki yava achal bisra ha'idna, lo hava achal gvina, ad lamachar ad hasha. My father would wait 24 hours after eating meat before having milk, v'ilu ana, but me, baha sudasa hadalo achilna, l'sudusa acharisa achilna, when I eat fleishigs, I will simply wait till the next suda in order to have milk. This is a Gemara that people are familiar with. And the stimus haposkim, the general understanding of the poskim, is that it doesn't matter how much meat was eaten, you have to weigh between meat and milk. And this is what the Hafla writes, the Bali Yashulchan writes this as well. Now, what's the gather of Suda Achrisa? That's the major question, and that's the whole discussion. He says, I waited from meal to meal. Well, how do I know what that is? Most Rishonim say that it is 6 hours, and this is cited by the Tur based on the Rambam. And this is the halacha, certainly according to Sfardim, as cited by the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Peites in Yerodeya, and for the Chachmei Sfarad, and many, many Ashkenazim as well. And the Shach, on that comes the Shulchan Aruch, cites the Marshal, who says that anyone who has a Reach HaTorah, a spirit of the Torah, will wait 6 hours after having meat before having milk. That is the sheet of 6 hours, which then is the jumping point to 5 hours. Many of you may know this. Where does the idea of 5 hours come from? So, the simple reading of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch is 6 hours. Now, the Lecha Mishnah says that the Rambam is based, where does he get 6 hours from? The Gemara Masechet and Daf Yud Beis says that Talmidei Chacham eat their first Suda at noon. The Talmid Chacham learns through the morning, or does whatever he has to do, and his first meal of the day is at noon. And then he doesn't have his next meal until the end of the day. The assumption being on what we'll call a 6 to 6 fictitious day, which generally doesn't occur, but you have a perfect 12-hour day. If I have my first meal at 6, and my last meal is at the end of the day, it would be, sorry, my first meal at 12, noon, and my last meal is at the end of the day at 6, so that means there are 6 hours in between these two meals. Now, what's the question on this? What?
If you start at 12.
Good. So the question is, well, that's if I start, count from the start of the meal, not at the end of the meal. If you eat for a half hour, 20 minutes, that's not exactly 6 hours. So, Rabbi Eitan Henkin, Hashem Yikam Damam, who was murdered a Sukkot a few years ago with his wife. So he has many beautiful Torah articles. So one of them is in the Kovetz Beis Aaron v'Yisrael, which is the Torah Journal of Karlin, from their Beis Medrash. So in Torah Journal Kuf Mem Aleph 141, Rabbi Henkin has a beautiful article, and he notes that even though this would indicate that the time of waiting between meat and milk is less than 6 hours, because you have to eat the meal. You don't eat the meal at noon and then finish it at noon. He says that this is not a problem, because if you look at the Gemara and Brachos Daf Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara says they don't begin the evening meal until an hour into the evening. So the meal really begins at 7 p.m. according to the Gemara. So if you eat for an hour starting at noon, you end at 1, so then it would be 6 hours later until 7. So therefore, that squares everything away. You're still left with 6 hours according to Lecha Mishnah and the Rambam. Now, there is a vagueness in the language of the Rambam. This Rambam is in Hilchos Machalos Asuros in Perek Tes, and he writes, listen carefully for the key word, Mish achal basar betzkila bein basar behema bein basar of, whether you have meat, whether it's animal, whether it's from a mammal or whether it's from a fowl, lo yochal acharav chalav ad shia b'neim k'dei shir suda acheres. You cannot eat milk until you have the distance of a suda, another suda. Vahu kemo sheish shavs. It is like 6 hours. Now, because of that vagueness of kemo, the Rambam has left the door open for a number of interpretations. Now, just to be clear, the Rashba in the Torah Sabayis, the Rashba, one of the Rishonim, wrote a sefer called Torah Sabayis on the laws of Kashrus and Nida. So in the Torah Sabayis, in Shar Gimel, in Bayis Gimel, he says the Rambam means 6 full hours. He wrote kemo because they didn't have clocks back then. But the Rambam means 6 full hours because that's the way things are going to be understood. That's the understanding of the Rashba. And that's what generally we see from the Shulchan Aruch, what the poskim say. In addition, if you look in the Chachmei Ashkenaz, the early Ashkenazi poskim, like the Sefer Agur, the Or HaChaim, and the Kolbo and Simon Kovav, they all use the expression Kmo Sheishos, and no one questions they mean anything else. No one understands any differently they mean 6 hours. So who begins to start to play with the expression like 6 hours? The Meiri. The Meiri has Chidushim on Shas, we know the base of Achira, but the Meiri wrote another sefer. The Meiri lived in the area of Provence, and there was a bit of discussion regarding Minhagim in Provence. And people came to question them, this is improper. You know, the young people came back from Yeshiva and Eretz Yisrael, and they said the parents were doing it the wrong way. So the Meiri wrote a sefer called Magen Avos, the shield of the fathers, in order to protect the Minhagim of his community. And in Inyan Tess, in the 9th issue, he in his Chidushim, also in Chulin, he writes, then one can wait 5 or 6 hours, or close to 6 hours. So the Meiri already starts to play with it. He says it's not exactly 6 hours. If you look in the Torah journal Hamayan is the Torah journal published by Shalavim. So in Tevis of Tafshin Lam and Tesla, it's 1979, so the author there notes that Rabbi Bamberg, or Rabbi Yitzhak Bamberg, who was the Rav of Wurzburg, and Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, both, they have a Masorah that both understood the Rambam to mean, one should wait 5 hours, because it says Kemo Sheishos, around 5 hours. The Kloisenberg Rebbe in the Divrei Tziv in Chelek Zion, so he says the Minig Tzans, the Minig of the Sans Chassidim, Kloisenberger Chassidim, is to wait 5 hours based on this. And he also quotes, by other Chassidim, this became a popular minhag. By the Shinova Rebbe, the Kamarna, different minhagim developed by the Chassidim to wait 5 hours based on this Rambam, Kemo Sheishos. Rav Yitzhak Abadi, in the Or Yitzhak and Chelek Aleph in Yerodea, where we have many, many psakim from Avraham Cutler. We don't have so many psakim from Avraham Cutler. He wrote Shuvos, but in psakim halacha lemaisa, we don't have so much, but we have a lot from Rabbi Abadi, because he spent a lot of time with him. So Rabbi Abadi says that Avraham Cutler waited 5.5 hours. And such a practice is defended by Rav Adi Yosef in the Abi Omer Chelek Aleph in Yerodea, and again the Chelek Gimel, based on the above Rambam. And the Rambam notes that in the days of the Rishonim, they didn't have clocks. You're going to sit there, with your atomic clock, figuring out exactly 6 hours. So once you got close to what you thought were 6 hours, then people went and they had the ice cream party they were waiting for all afternoon. The Minhagei Chsam Sofer in Perachafav brings down that the Chsam Sofer kept 5 1/3 hours, 5 hours and 20 minutes or so. That was the minhag of the Chsam Sofer, and the children of the Chsam Sofer say that this was just a minhag of the family of the Chsam Sofer. Only the family, the Talmidim of the Chsam Sofer, did not keep this. Just descendants of the Chsam Sofer kept this minhag to wait 5 hours and a little bit as well. Now, so we already see minhagim developing around 5 and a little bit. The Das Kedoshim says slightly less than 6 hours, close to 6 hours. And this is the idea. Again, the whole source being this Rambam, Kemo Sheishos, and different minhagim developed over time. Certainly, if your minhag is to keep 5 hours, you have what to rely on. But if not, I wouldn't change it for any reason. Let's get to the more controversial minhag, and that is 3 hours. You'll see why it's controversial. Because amongst the Rishonim, there is only one Rishon who has any inkling of anything to do with 3 hours. This is from Rabbeinu Yeruchim. He writes in the Isser V'Hetzer, in Siman Lamentes. Listen carefully.
Achal basar asar lachol gavina ad suda acharas. If you eat flesh, you can't have milk until later on, to the next meal. Like Rav Chista, v'cheinah gemar ukva, mipnei shabasar, shuman nidbak v'peh. Why do we wait in general? We have a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam, why we wait between milchus and fleshiks, either because meat stays in the teeth, or because the fattiness of the meat lingers around the palate. We're machmer for both reasons. The nachkamina being whether I take one, I chew steak just for a second. There's no fattiness necessarily in the throat, I didn't swallow anything, but according to Rashi, just by chewing, since there may be meat in the mouth, you have to wait. Or if I have something that I don't chew, like if I have a chicken soup, and there's nothing necessarily in my mouth, but I have the fattiness in my throat, in the palate area, we're machmer for that as well. So he quotes these opinions, and he says, "Mipnei shabasar shebein hashinayim, the meat in the teeth." And then he says, "V'hu gimel shavs." Rabbeinu Yerucham says the time to wait is 3 hours. However, this Rabbeinu Yerucham is very controversial because many Acharonim thinks it's a toast sofer. It's a mistake in Rabbeinu Yerucham. First of all, because he says this is Karashi. And we know that Rashi says 6 hours. We have Rashi saying that the time is 6 hours. That's the first issue. And this is what the Nachas Pinchas writes in the Chelek Aleph. He thinks it's a mistake. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, in his articles, also thinks it's a mistake. The Yorchos Abaya says it's a mistake. And Rav Asher Weiss in the Shuvas Minchas Asher, Chelek Aleph, and Simon Beis notes that in later places in Rabbeinu Yerucham, we find that he writes 6 hours. So the only Rishon who even mentions 3 hours doesn't even mention 3 hours. So we have no Rishonim bringing any concept of waiting 3 hours. And the whole idea is a mistake according to most poskim. For this reason, writes the Peah Sadcha and Yeredeya in Simon Chavtes, and the Badei HaShulchan, they both write that they don't know of any source why anyone should be allowed to keep 3 hours. There's no source anywhere in the Rishonim to say that one can keep 3 hours.
Why is it one more chulin?
What?
Why is it one? After all, the three geographically.
Yeah.
The Dutch one.
Look, because we'll get to the defense of it in a second. They're just saying they don't know of any source. We're going to get to that in a second. So who begins to defend it? Rav David Pardo. Rav David Pardo is famous for two major svarim. One is the Chasei David, a commentary on the Tosefta, and the other is his Perish on Rashi. So he was a Rav who lived in the Baltic area of Europe when the Svartim had a stronger hold in that region in Europe, like in Sarajevo and those communities over there. They had a large Svartic population there around 300 or so years ago. So he writes in his Shuvas Mizmor LaDavid. The Mizmor LaDavid is not often quoted or learned, and I'll be intellectually honest with you. I've never opened up a Mizmor LaDavid before this sugya, because I didn't see the Mizmor LaDavid on my own. Anyone who quotes the Mizmor LaDavid on this topic only saw it in the Darkei Tshuva. The Darkei Tshuva is the grandfather of the Munkach HaRav, the Minchas HaLazar. He had a kolel in which he had the Talmidim collected all the Mar Makomos, all the Tshuvos on Yerideya, the first part of Yerideya. So you have the Darkei Tshuva on Nida, and you have it on Isser V'Hetan, and Basar B'Chalav, and Hilchos HaLazar, all those different types of things. So someone in the Darkei Tshuva's kolel found this Mizmor LaDavid, the Mizmor LaDavid of David Pardo. So the Mizmor LaDavid cites the Pri Chadash. The Pri Chadash says, now when the Rambam says we should wait 6 hours, he's not counting 6 60-minute clicks. What he's counting is shos zmanios. 6 halachic times, depending on the length of the day of the year. In the winter, the hours will be shorter. It's based on daylight. You take the amount of daylight, you divide it by 12. That's how many halachic hours there are in the day. That's why the times of Shema and Chatzos all vary throughout the day. So he understands, the Pri Chadash says, when the Rambam said 6 hours, it means shos zmanios halachic hours. That means in the winter, the 6 hours are much shorter. In the summer, the 6 hours are longer, depending on the amount of daylight. Therefore, says Rav David Pardo, the minhag developed because in certain communities, the winter, the day is much shorter, and the time between sudos is 3 hours, 3 60-minute hours. They may have counted close to six halachic hours, and it turned out to be closer to 3 60-minute hours. And therefore, in certain communities, because the times of the year were very short in their daylight, therefore it ended up being 3 hours, meaning in spirit, they followed the Rambam's idea. But when it came about practically, it turned into closer something to 3 60-minute hours. Therefore, they kept this zman between meat and milk, even when the days became longer in the spring and the summer, and it became a low plug. They just kept it. This is what we're going to follow. And then he continues, V'yesh lehem tsas amalisnoch. They have a little bit on what to rely, says Rav David Pardo. The Rabbi Yosef Grossman, who's a director in the OU, in the Kashrus section, so he has two articles in the Masorah Journal, one in volume Ches, one in volume Yudalid, where he elaborates more on the Rav David Pardo, but not so much more to add. So this is also the reason given by Rav Menashe Klein in the Mishnah Halachos in volume 16. The article Kosher Kitchen, Rabbi Forrest, also cites this as well. Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel Ashkenazi in the Sefer Beis Menucha. So he cites the Sefer called the Mizmor Lasoda, and he says that this cannot be relied upon. You cannot rely on this work, on this Sefer, the Mizmor LaDavid. He says it can't be relied upon, since it only works to wait 3 hours in the winter, when the days are shorter. You can't simply decide which time works better for me and then keep it throughout the year. It's very strange to me. Where else do we see that? That I just pick the shorter time, and I keep it wherever I want. And it can't be used in the summer when the days are longer. In addition, how can we establish a new minhag against the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch? We know what the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch said. You're going to twist the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch around so you come out with 3 hours? We know what the Rambam said. We know what the Shulchan Aruch says. Says the Sefer Beis Menucha. Therefore, he suggests that the communities who adopted 3 hours came with a different perspective. Those who adopted 3 hours would generally come from Minhag Ashkenaz, come from the Germans, so really they kept Mi'ikar Adin the 1 hour. The 1 hour Minhag is a strong Minhag, going back, you know, hundreds of years. That's a real Minhag. We defended that a while ago. That's a very strong Minhag that we have a lot of sources for. So they kept that. But they saw the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, all these other posts, are keeping 6 hours. So what did they do? They took an average, 1 and 3, in the middle is 6, kind of. And therefore, they ended up keeping 3 hours to be more machmer. A milsa emtsiyasa, he writes. The middle path, they kind of went between 1 and 6, and they came up with 3 as well. Rav Asher Weiss writes the same thing in his tshuva. Nevertheless, he says, this was the wrong thing to do. You don't compromise on the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. What are you compromising for? There was no, either keep your 1 or keep your 6, but don't go somewhere in the middle. It's neither here nor there. Rav Pinchas Maris is the Av Basin of Hay. So he writes, he's obviously going to be defending the minhagim of that community in the Netherlands. So he writes in the Nachas Pinchas and Chelek Alf and Simma Mamavav that this was developed by those Ashkenazim who kept 1 hour, wanted to be machmer. Not a compromise, but they wanted to be machmer. We want to be machmer ourselves, therefore we kept this. So why did they do 3? Why did they not just do 2, if you're going to be machmer? So Rav Yaakov Skultzis, I think, is in the Kolel and Torah Vadas, or he's a Rebbe in Torah Vadas, but he has a sefer called Oel Yaakov. So he says that he has a shmua from Rav Shimon Schwab. Who better than Rav Shimon Schwab to explain the minhagim? Meaning at least he can explain. He might not agree with it, but he'll explain the minhagim that he may not understand of the German community. So he says that Mi'ikar Adin, they held 1 hour was sufficient, and they wanted to be machmer. But why 2 hours? Because the Gemara in Sachem Daf Yud Beis says that when it comes to telling time, a person can make an error in judgment by a margin of 2 hours. I might not remember exactly what happened, what time it was, but I won't make a mistake longer than 2 hours. 2 hours is the biggest margin of error that a person may have. This is why, when it comes to eating chametz and Erev Pesach, we're machmer 2 hours before the Zman. Because if you don't have any clocks, and you're looking at the sun in the sky, 2 hour error is something that is normal that a person would make. But we don't want to go beyond that or below that. Therefore, that's why we keep 2 hours, according to the Sheet in the Gemara, regarding Achilas Chametz and Erev Pesach. That's also, if you have contradictory witnesses in Beis Din, if they're more than 2 hours apart in their contradiction of testimony, the testimony is thrown out. But if they're 2 hours or less, then we still accept it, because it's understandable that a person make an error of judgment, give or take 2 hours. Therefore, 2 hours is considered a unit where a person would add on to time-wise. And therefore, says Rav Shimon Schwab, that's why they added 2 hours, not just 1 hour. A bit of lumdus to defend the minhag. Okay, now, there is a kuntris by a Rav Yisrael Grademan, who lives in Yerushalayim. I don't know anything about him, but he wrote a kuntris defending his family minhagim. I once picked it up they were giving it out somewhere, and I was in Eretz Yisrael, and I once picked it up, and he was writing about the German customs of his family. And in this kuntres, he has a letter from Rav Binyamin Shlomo Hamburger. Who is Rav Binyamin Shlomo Hamburger? He is the foremost expert on Minhag Ashkenaz in the world. It has made it his life mission to bring back and defend Minhag Ashkenaz. He has now 5 volumes out this year of the Sharashay Minhag Ashkenaz, discussing the customs of Minhag Ashkenaz. He puts out a Torah journal called Yerusha Senu, Our Yerusha, Our Inheritance, and he tries to start, you know, Ashkenazi, old Ashkenazi minyanim all over the world, try to support them, try to bring back the men of the German communities. He's a very big supporter. He's a bucky, an expert. He knows everything about it. So in here, he has a letter to this author of this kuntres, Rabbi Yisrael Grademan, where Rabbi Hamburger was asked, what is the deal with the 3 hours of the minhag of Germany? So he notes a number of sfarim after the Shulchan Aruch that write about the minhag of Jews to keep 3 hours. He says, it didn't come out of nowhere. He cites a book printed in London in 1738 called The Book of Religious Ceremonies and Prayers of the Jews. So in 1738, they write that the Jews kept 3 hours. He quotes from the Ma'orei Or, Volume 7, of Rav Aaron of Vermish, printed in 1831, who records a minhag to wait 3 hours. So, says Rabbi Hamburger, it's not out of nowhere. At some point, a real minhag developed to wait 3 hours. And only after the rush and the tour brought the Rambam to the minhag of 6 hours creep into minhag Ashkenaz. Rabbi Hamburger wants to say it was always the minhag to keep lower times in Ashkenaz. Because of the rush adopted the Rambam, and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch pushed 6 hours, that put pressure on the German Jews. Therefore, there was already a strong minhag. Was it 3 hours? Was it 1 hour? He says, I don't know. But there was a strong minhag to wait less than 6 hours for hundreds of years. The concept of waiting less than 6 hours was widespread for many generations, and he even quotes the Chayadim that in Lita, in Lithuania, there was such a minhag, not a popular minhag, but there was a minhag to keep 3 hours. However, there were always Bali Nefesh, very, very firm people in Ashkenaz who kept 6 hours, but no one thought as Mi'akir Adem. So says Rabbi Hamburger, at the end of the day, I don't know. He says, I don't know any source or why anyone would keep 3 hours. He says, it doesn't really make any sense. But he says, there was such a minhag. And if this is a minhag, this is a minhag that people have from Germany, this is a minhag people can keep. The Ber Moshe, the Deborah Tzina Rav says, that one who keeps 3 hours doesn't have to wash their mouth out in between milchus and fleishiks after the 3 hours pass. The Artsfeld Kosher Kitchen says the same thing. Now, Rabbi Hamburger then continues. He says, I find it extremely questionable when contemporary authors dismiss the minhag of 3 hours out of hand because they haven't investigated the minhag properly. Who are they to say that it's a bad minhag when they don't know anything about the minhag? He records many gedolim who told him that one who comes from Ashkenaz, one of German descent, is allowed to keep the minhag of 3 hours. He includes Rav Shach. He has a letter from Rav Shach where he wrote, Alecha lahachmir yosir al mekubal lecha avicha. Don't be more frum than your father. Ein lecha l'shanos minhag avosacha klal klal. If you have a strong family minhag going back in Germany to keep 3 hours, then keep 3 hours. He says, Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach told him the same thing. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky told him. The Chazon Ish all said as well that those of German descent can keep 3 hours. And Rav Shlomo Zalman added that it also may be preferable to not start keeping 6 hours. Why? Because if you're used to 3 hours, you may mess up. If you were brought up keeping 3 hours, and now all of a sudden you want to say, I want to keep 6 hours, you may mess up. And with your new Kabbalah, eat after the 3 hours, before the 6 hours, it says. So why are you going to go and confuse yourself? Just keep the minhag that you have.
If a woman marries, a Yekki woman marries an Ashkenazi, she has that problem by definition.
Correct. But there, the rule by minhagim is that she takes on his minhag, meaning that's just a technicality.
The same story you just said would apply to her.
Would apply to her.
She'll have she'll risk.
Here. But here, there are other factors. The woman adopts it because you want to have confusion in the household. And this person just going on his own because he wants to, you know, be like his friends in yeshiva. So then it might not be the best reason to go and adopt it. Now, when you ask a German poskim and those who live in Washington Heights, certainly they're going to tell you that if the family minhag was to wait 3 hours, then certainly you shouldn't change. That's going to be a given. I would expect any poskim in Washington Heights to tell me that that's the way it's going to be, and that's what happens. Now, they're going to tell you it's not a minhag to'os, rather it's simply matters about the origins that are unclear. The inyan of al titosh torasi macha, to keep founding the hagim, is certainly very important. Rav Asher Weiss writes in that tshuva, lahalacha nira to nahara nahara pashtai. Each river follows its own path, whatever your family does. Va'elah ha-misnanim rakshav, shalashos, those who keep 1 or 3 hours, based on long-standing family traditions. Those who come from Germany and Ashkenaz, eimlim chos v'yadam, there's no reason to protest. Ve'eishlam ha-mash, yismuchu le'evot rolayam, each la-machmir tavolav bracha, if he wants to be machmer, says Rav Asher Weiss, then by all means, a person can choose to do that. Nevertheless, amongst poskim of non-German descent, there is a feeling that it is improper, because we did say there are no Rishonim who quote such a concept as well, and at best it appears in writing in the 1700s. So there are those who question it. This was the opinion of Rabbi Yashiv, a number of Svarim. Rabbi Hamburger actually quotes him in Shorshman and Ashman Sayyid Gimel saying this. There's also a tradition from the students of Rishim and Schwab that he would tell B'nai Torah to keep 6 hours instead of three.
But he rejected. You know,
no, I'm saying.
And Rishim and Schwab,
I'm not quoting him as a German posek. I'm quoting him as a posek who just said that he felt that it was wrong. I'm not quoting him as a German posek.
Okay, fair.
I'm quoting him as a posek who said that he felt that the minhag was questionable. And this is the sheet of the children of Avad Yosef and the Yalkut Yosef and Isra Vehetzer. There is a steer in the Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Shorish Minchat Ashkenaz, Rabbi Hamburger, quotes him saying, Eino l'shamas minhagav asav, the kitza shulchan aruch basar b'chalav, which is written by a Rav in Eretz Yisrael. He says Rav Shlomo Zalman told him you should change it. Not the end of the world. The Rav Menashe Klein in the Mishnah Halacha says that if a person of German descent started keeping 6 hours, then he shouldn't go back since he already started keeping 6 hours. Meaning if you were doing three, then you went to six, then he says don't go back, just keep the six since you already went over to the dark side. And some people discuss the Meshita, the issue of, let's say I moved to Washington Heights, or I moved to a German community, am I allowed to start adopting 3 hours over there, Minhag HaMakom, perhaps a discussion another time. But what I think we've shown in summation is that the minhag of 5 hours, certainly to the days that we've shown him, such a minhag existed. The minhag of 3 hours, it's hard to say where. As we see from the postgame, one of German descent certainly has what to rely on. I would tell somebody, you know, if somebody was, you know, becoming from and they wanted to know how many hours to keep, I would probably tell them six, because that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, unless they obviously know their family Mesorah goes back to Germany. But outside of that, one who has a Mesorah to keep 3 hours certainly has what to rely on. Okay?